FM 90.3 WJTL, You Ask Me Why, classic Chuck Gerrard from his first solo project, 1975 track there for you. And Chuck, our special guest here in the archives tonight, and playing a 75 track. But Chuck, you are working on a brand new album, which I was really excited to read about. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's exciting for me too. It's my first album in so many years, I'm embarrassed to tell you. When, well, you know, my last studio album was many years ago, and then I had two live worship CDs out that some folks are familiar with, Voice of the Wind and Evening Shadows. So this is the first time I've gathered musicians into the studio to play all together at one time on some new material in many, many years. And I did it here in Nashville. I did it over the last part of last year. We cut all the tracks almost in like a week, you know, just went in. Some folks had given me some money to get started, and I just thought, well, I'll cut tracks till my money runs out. And we cut 18 different tracks of songs, old and new. Some of the songs are really old that I've never recorded, and a number of them were brand new that I just wrote in the last year, 6 months to a year. And I tried to give the musicians all of the room to express themselves that they wanted, you know, Nashville cats, some of the best in town, and trusting them to come up with really great ideas on my songs. So I was really having to adjust, because some of these demos I had made were 40 years old. You know, some of these songs are really old, and they'd have my old dated demo, and they'd say, well, why don't we do this instead? And why don't we slow this down a little bit and take this, you know, approach toward it? And so a lot of my job as a producer was just to adjust to new ideas on something that had been, you know, pretty well locked in my own mind, and let them breathe and create their feel around the track. So there, I will say this, I believe it'll be quite different from what people are used to from me. I hope they'll like it, because it isn't classic Chuck Gerrard. The songs are, but the treatments are different and a little more modern and current. I'm very excited. I'm re-recording one song called Blessed Be the Name of My Rock. We're doing a whole different treatment of that song. It's the only time I've ever done a song twice, and it's because we came up with this exciting new version. So everything else is brand new, and we're trying to raise the money to finish the album now, so I can't promise when it'll be out, but that's where we're at.
And if folks want to get involved to help you finish that, they can do that as well through your website, right?
Well, they can. Here's the deal, though. I tried to do sort of a Kickstarter-style campaign, but it's not in my heart, is the only way I can say. So I think we're going to take that down here, and we're going to ask people to just trust and just give. We will offer a free CD to anybody that gives. We're not going to do baseball caps or T-shirts or anything, but if people want to give, they can go to my website, and there's a PayPal button there, and give. We'll have keep track of their emails and all that, and we'll get an album to them when it's out. But there's no promises of when the album will be out. We'll just have to wait, just like I will, for it to be done. But we are about halfway done, so it's not like we're just starting. We're well into the process, and it'll be worth waiting for. So if they want to help, I'd sure welcome that. Just go to the regular website, the home button, and give on the donation button, and give as the Lord leads you. You know, we'll probably need to raise about $25,000 more to finish. So and that's the deal on that.
And the website is simply chuckgerrard.com. So
that's correct.
Go there, and he's got a little, a 3-minute video there that you can watch and learn more about the new project. And the musicians you're working with, Chuck, are they guys you've worked with before, or is this all new collaboration?
What's that? These guys on this. The guys that I hired for this, the only guy that I'd worked with before was a guy named Dave Cleaver, a very high end, you know, not high end, but well known guitar player. Are we still here? Somebody's trying to call me here. Can you still hear me?
I can now. But when you said who his name was, you dropped out at that exact second. So you got to give us his name again.
Dave Cleveland, and he played on, my daughter was in Zoe Girl, and some of the folks might remember that group, and he played on all their records, plus on my daughter's records, Gerrard. Some of the folks are aware, my kids made a record they just called it Gerard, and Dave played all the guitar parts, Dave Cleveland. So we used Dave Cleveland and a guy that was in Whiteheart. He was a bass player for Whiteheart, Gary Lunn, and a great drummer, Steve Brewster, and who does that leave? Piano, a keyboard, a new guy in town that's been playing with Amy Grant and Vince Gill on the Christmas tour last year, a wonderful guy named Jason Webb. So that's the four main players, and they're just awesome guys. And so I have never worked with any of them except for Dave before.
Have you titled the new project yet?
Well, a working title is a song. I wrote a song years ago called Drifting, and that's the working title. But things can change, you know, once you get it all together. The little line from another song might come to the forefront. So that's the working title right now.
Okay, once again, go to ChuckGerrard.com. Watch his little three-minute video there if you want to learn about the new project. Maybe get involved. You can do that. And Chuck, it's been such a treat having you here tonight, catching up with you again after a while. And before we let you go, we got one more track set up here for me. Of course, your classic Rock and Roll Preacher. Can you set this up?
Sure. It's my autobiography in the song that's been compared to some artists to me who I had in mind when I recorded it was to do more of an Elton John kind of take. It's just my story in song.
And this is Chuck Gerrard from the Archives. Chuck, thanks so much for giving us some time tonight.
All right. Always my pleasure, Terry. Great to talk to you.
And to you as well. Here is Chuck Gerrard from the Archives, Rock and Roll Preacher.